Sulphur Springs High School will have its annual all-sports athletic banquet Monday night in the high school cafeteria. I talked about the banquet with athletic director Greg Owens.
It's hard to believe it's already here. It just seems like we just started this semester and the crazy spring we've had with all the weather and the movement of games and all that, but it's all wrapping up right now. Girls softball's in the playoffs and a tough loss last night, but you know, got a rebound today, and then the guys are fighting to get in for a position of their playoffs too. So it's kind of coming in. We got regional kids at track this weekend doing the same thing. I mean, it's a lot of stuff, good activities, but the athletic banquet kind of is the end. We're drawing to a close of the school year. So it's Monday night at 6 o'clock. Admission is $8. They can purchase a ticket at the high school office or just pay them when they come to the door. As always, Big Smith's Barbecue will be serving, and we're going to have a great time of just celebrating this kid's their year and just their careers and all that kind of stuff. It's always a fun time. It's always reminds me, it's just neat to reflect on the year. I mean, again, it seems like almost yesterday we were just in football and 2 days, and now here we are again. But I know there's a bunch of stuff that have happened and occurred that we relive and we'll remember and all that good stuff. We just want to celebrate kids and their accomplishments for this year.
Always a tough decision to make, the coaches' MVP votes for each game.
And every kid's involved. I mean, that's a hard deal to do with anybody. So, you know, nobody wants to hurt anybody's feelings or anything else. And, you know, some sports – you know, it's everybody. In some sports, it's maybe one or two, what have you, and all that kind of stuff. But those are tough deals. But, you know, we want to just celebrate every kid and what they've accomplished and, you know, just hope they've had a great experience here and going through our athletic program. And, again, we just want to honor them.
Great emotional moments, usually at the end, sometimes tears involved. And you start getting these special awards, ones after Forrest Gregg and the fighting awards and all those.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as part of coaching, I mean, we get to see a unique side of them. I mean, we're invested and we cry and sweat and work and get after each other out here. And, you know, there's some great bonds that are created through athletics. You know, the hardships and all the stuff, everybody just invest and you just seen kids go through it. And what the greatest thing for me is to see a kid mature. And just to see him to go through that, and you remember what a knucklehead they might have been as a freshman, and next thing you know, they've taken on these great leadership qualities as seniors and have an opportunity to move on and maybe even play further. But the big thing is they're going to move on with life, and so you just pray that everything we've helped invest and guide them on and all that stuff, and they retain those things as they go through life and become husbands and wives and parents and all those things, you know, that are going to happen with them. They're going to carry them. I mean, that's one of the reasons I'm in athletics now, because of those things it taught me in my life. And so you just hope those things are carry on with these kids, and we wish them the very best. And it's pretty unique and exciting just to see what's going to happen with them and what they're going to go off and achieve. So we're excited about that, and again, it's just a great celebration of what they've accomplished here, and it's kind of a for them just to get together one more time, really. You know, some of these kids, I haven't seen some of these football players in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, the service this week with Perez family, I got to see some of them then, but it's kind of after football season, if they're not involved in another sport, they kind of get out of athletics and move on in their academics, and they're also, you know, taking jobs and doing those things. So we're not as close and as tight. But, you know, the emotional thing you said, the bond that's created with some of these coaches that get really emotional because they've invested a bunch in these kids and vice versa. And so it's hard to say goodbye, but it's time. Those things happen. I've experienced with my own kids going off to college and starting a new part of their life. And so those are emotional times, but they're fun times. And it's just to reflect back what has occurred.
KSST Sports.